Hold it here in Lekutei Emes Vemuna. It says like this, letter Lamed Gimel. Hanitzachon ein esovel ha'emes. If you want to win, then you don't want the truth. You want to win, you want the truth. You can't tolerate. It's like, what's so bad? I can't tolerate. If you want to win, it can't tolerate the truth. You want to be the winner, do you want the truth? Yeah. The Mida. Can't tolerate the truth. The Emes. And even if you see the truth in your eyes, it's clear, the truth is clear. Because you want to win, you'll push away the truth. Even if something's true, you see the truth, you'll push it away. You won't want to agree to the truth. You don't want to admit to the truth because you want to win. Okay. If you want the real truth, first, a person has to remove from himself this midah, that I want to be the winner, I want to be right. First, we have to humble ourselves and realize, I don't have to be right, and I'm not always right. And then we can think about coming to the truth. But as long as we want to be right, and we want to have guided that I'm right and I know better, we'll never come to the emes. We'll never really see Hashem, we'll never really see the truth. So first, work on removing this bad midah, this bad character trait of being the winner and always being right. And then, yachal eretz ha'emes. Then you can see the emes in the yirtzeh if you want. If you're going to have me the tzedek tachan, I want to always be the winner, I'm always right, you're for sure never going to see the truth. But if you first go and you remove this midah of cracked trait, I have to be right, I have to win, I'm the best, then after you remove that, then if you want, you can see the emes. Then if you want, you can see the truth. But until then, it's impossible to see the emes la'amita, to see the real truth in Hashem, the real truth in the Torah. Baruch Hashem. Shkeich. Now, we bring down for the Zohar and the Shmiras Lashon Shahar Torah. The Chofetz Chaim bring down the Lashon for the Zohar Kadosh. What does it say? Rehuda Pasuk. Rehuda says, "Torah Hashem Temima, Meshivas Nafesh." Right, the Torah of Hashem is complete, right, and it restores the soul. It makes the person calm. So, what does it say? How much should a person toil in Torah? How much does a person have to toil in Torah? The chol man l'shtadol ba'arais. Whoever toils in Torah, lehev lechayim ba'almadein uba'almadasi. He'll have life in this world and in the next world. V'zachah v'trei alma. He merits the two worlds. So now it talks about us. Maybe. Let's say I learned Torah, but I don't really learn it lishma 100% for Hashem, l'shem shemayim, like it's really the proper thing to do. Still, zocher la'agar tov ba'amadei, bizecher, he'll merit a great reward in the next world. At a certain extent, they don't even judge you. If you stand and learn Torah, we're not even going to judge you on some things you did wrong. He said, we're not even going to judge you so much. Maybe they won't be so heavy of the judgment. When the neshama goes up to return to its place, when it leaves this world, the it says what? All the Torah the person learned, when the person leaves this world, all the Torah they learned goes before him. And it breaks down many walls. When it comes to Shema, it's like dynamite. It breaks down walls they don't want to let you into. It breaks down the walls you could get in. Until a person will get to the place where he has to rest until Tchiyas HaMeisim. And then the Torah will be Melamed Zchus on him. The Torah will come to defend him on the big judgment day when Mashiach comes on that big, huge judgment day. It's probably worth it to learn some Torah.
Right.
Also, it says this is the Zohar Kadosh from Parshas B'Shalach. That was from Parshas Vayesh. This is from Parshas B'Shalach. Kama chaviva araisa kame kutsha b'richu. How beloved is the Torah in front of Hashem. The choman neshtala ba'araisa. Whoever works and toils in Torah, rechimu la'ela, rechimu la'tata. it makes the person beloved in the next world and beloved in this world. Right, that's the first Torah L'kutim Aran. That's right, says that by learning Torah, right, that gives a person chin. Right, the Torah Ma'al Chin Alamdeh, the first Torah L'kutim Aran speaks about how a person's tefillahs are accepted when they learn Torah. This gives a person chin, and his tefillahs are accepted. And in this world, people also, even in this world, people listen to him, because from learning Torah, then people like you in the next world and in this world. Also, Hashem listens to your words. Hashem answers your tefillahs now. Like it says, Mamash, like it says in the first third, Hashem is going to answer your tefillahs now. You got a certain charm that Hashem will answer your tefillahs. The Torah will never abandon a person, not in this world and not in the next world. And the Torah is something we need to toil in day and night. So we're saying that when a person learns Torah, it gives them a special chain. Right? Like it says that the Torah ma'alachin alam del, right? The Pasuk says, Ya'alas ahavim b'havas chin. So the Torah puts a charm in a person, and now people listen to you. Right? Wasn't there some people, like one guy comes to ask you for tzedakah, you give him. The next guy, you don't give him. What's the difference? One guy, you found chin in him. He has like a certain chin, certain like untangible chin. He has something in him, that charm that you want, makes you want to give to him. So when we die, when we learn Torah, this gives us this chin. And then in the upper world, they answer our tefillahs. And in this world also, people want to listen to us. So if you want to start listening to you, you should learn Torah. So if you learn Torah, people listen to you. So it says, and it says, therefore we can't leave the Torah. They say the Torah never abandons a person. No matter what they do, a person can do avayers, the Torah can never abandon a person. The Torah they learn stays with them forever, forever and ever. We said it goes to them, protects them in the next world, and waits with, protects them, till Tchias HaMeisim. It's going to wait in there to stand up all the Torah, all the Schusim, all the Malachim, creating the Torah. I'm going to be his defenders on the big judgment day. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Oh, now let's learn some Torah. Continue. So holding here, Dalet Amud Beis. Dalet Amud Beis. It's another piece of Gemara, another small piece of Gemara. Take with us forever. So I just want to go back to yesterday. We went a little quick on the last... just go back the second line of the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. That Amar Rava, right? We say we always pass them when you have a machlekas Rav or Rav Yechanan. We go like Rav Yechanan. Dalet Amud Beis. Right, you're doing good. Right there, I'm just on top on second line.
Oh, okay.
4b. The Amar Rava Hilchasa Kavisei the Rav. Bahani Tlas. The halacha is going to be like Rav, even though Rav argues with Rabbi Yechanan. Usually the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. In these three cases, we go with Rav, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechomer. Whether Rav is lenient or he's strict, we're going to go with the psak of Rav. So I just want to see Rashi again. We're going to do it quickly. What are the three cases that we pass in the halacha is like Rav? So let's see Rashi, the fourth white line. Halachasa can say the Rav, Bahani Tlas. In these three halachas. So the first one is Sha'amar. But in your beta zoo regarding this egg, mi Shabbos v'yomtiv, right? A case of our egg that was born on Shabbos, right? That Rav says you're still not allowed to eat it on yomtiv, right? See how like Rav, he holds the issue of hachana, that since this thing was born on Shabbos, it's preparing for yomtiv. Good. So that's one halacha. This is why I say when the pasuk like Rav. The second case, ulakamei, and further on, the Gemara is going to bring it soon. The Shneyam of Tevim Shal Galios, when there's 2 days of Yom Tov in Galus, right? Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. Nechlak, he argues, Lahakal and Rav is lenient. Which means Rav says, by the time you get to the second day of Yom Tov, this egg is permitted. That the egg is born on the first day of Yom Tov. Okay? By the time you get to the second day, he argues, Lahakal, he's lenient, he says you can for sure eat it by the second day. Like we spoke about earlier, why is the egg mutter on the second day? Because we say, Mamanusha. Either yesterday was weekday, right? So the egg was born on weekday. Or today is weekday, the second day of Yom Tov is weekday. So today you could for sure eat it. So either way, by the time you get to the second day of Yom Tov, Rav says you could for sure eat this egg and you could be lenient. Mm-hmm. So they're also be passing like Rav. Vashlisha, the third case, Bishnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, also when there's 2 days of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Nechlak, he argues Lahachmir and he's strict, right? Like we said earlier, we say 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is like Yom Arichda. It's one long day, right? So you don't, right, so you don't have this eight. So we said, what is 2 days Yom Tov? Either yesterday is weekday or today is weekday, right? By Yom Rosh Hashanah, that we treat it halachically like one day, then even if it was born yesterday, it's one long day of Yom Tov. So this thing, it's considered an egg that was born on Yom Tov, and it's usher even on the second day. So those are the three cases, which we're going to bring the next two cases soon, which we pass in like wrap. Fine, next Gemara. If you're waiting for next Gemara, it's here. Amar Rabbi Yechonon. Eitzim shenashru min adeka b'Shabbos. We have eitzim, branches of wood that fell off, they were removed from the tree b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Asur lasika b'yamta. It's asur to burn them the next day, Sunday on Yom Tov. Who is this? Who's talking now?
Rabbi Yechonon.
And what's the problem? We just finished that Rabbi Yechonon is telling me what? You just told me about the egg. The egg is mutter on the second day. Right? You don't have any issues of hachana, you have arichta, it's two different days. There's no issue, you don't have an issue of hachana, you don't have like rabba. So what's the problem? So right away the Gemara says, Al tishivei, don't come and try to answer me, ask me from Beitza. Don't try to ask me, I just told you an egg is mutter on the second day. My time, what's the reason? What's the reason? Because they're different. Beitza, by an egg, mishum debiyoyma nami chazio. Since that day, technically, they would also be fit legoyma to drink on Shabbos, right? V'loy koshar la'ad l'machar. And you didn't permit me to eat this egg until tomorrow. So meita yediyah, I know and I understand the bas yema asrua. And on that day, it's asr. Because you didn't let me drink the egg on Shabbos. Must be you have an issue over here. Some type of gzeira while you don't let me eat the egg on Shabbos. So I understand there's some type of gzeira going on. So therefore tomorrow you can let me eat it already. By eitzim, by wood, by the branches. The loy chazir liyamayim. They weren't fit to burn them on that day that they fell on Shabbos. So ishari lu l'machar. If I make it mutter to use them tomorrow on Yom Tov, Osli Lamer, you're going to come to say, B'yamayu, on this day, on Shabbos, on the day that they broke, Nami Shara, is also mutter.
Now, is that referring to Shabbos or Sunday?
Shabbos.
If they fell on Sunday, you would say Shabbos would be permitted.
Shabbos.
So then why wouldn't you make the same statement for the egg?
Oh, so let's just read it, we'll see. Yishar l'bach ha'aslam, B'yamayu, Nami Shara, V'ezmal mishom Shabbos, hudu l'chadu l'asaka. And yesterday, because it was Shabbos, the only reason why you couldn't burn it was because it was Shabbos.
So that B'yamohu Namisharu is also Sunday, right? And this referring to Sunday. And yesterday, it's because of Shabbos that it wasn't fit to burn.
Well, what do you want to say? Ishar, Asi, Lamer, what would I come to say? What's the Gzera? We're making a Gzera here.
Yeah.
What would I come to say? I mean, what's the way I say?
That on the day that it fell, you didn't let... If it fell on Shabbos, they prohibited from being burned on Sunday, Yom Tov.
Right.
And if they didn't do that, people would come to say that if it fell on Sunday,
right, on its
it
day.
Would, okay, which, okay. Which would be Sunday.
Could be Sunday, right? Which could be Sunday. Also,
no, I'm saying specifically because the Gemara then says on Sunday it would also be permitted if it fell on Sunday because yesterday, which was Shabbos, Mishum Shabbos.
Okay, well, fine. Okay, good. So, fine. I see. I always sort of go both ways. But right, it flows better like that. Good.
Rashi says it also. Yeah. Said that.
Well, for Rashi to be a mayu, doesn't say which one.
In the Rashi, you'll see that that's...
The mayu and Rashi was going on Shabbos. That's why I got confused. We'll see Rashi.
Now, assuming that we're doing by Rava, if it's all on the first day Yontif, it'll be printed on the second day Yontif.
In Rava... We prohibit it either way because the first day, first day Yom Tov, correct.
Exactly.
Right, first day Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov, most correct. Fine. So again, let's see Rashi here. What's the chesed of the Gemara? Let's see Rashi min hadaka. Four line, the fourth narrow line. Min hadaka. Right, what happened? You have this branch fell from the tree, shenishbar b'Shabbos. Right? You say, what's the scenario here? Scenario is specifically that it broke on Shabbos. We're not dealing with a case that it broke before Shabbos. If it broke before Shabbos, then it's a regular case of a beam that's mukta. Right? We're specifically talking about a case here where it broke on Shabbos. And therefore, since it broke on Shabbos, we have an issue. We're not going to let you use it that day. What's the issue over here? What issue are we dealing with over here?
Mukta.
Why is it mukta? Because it's nailed. Why is it mukta? Because the whole tree is mukta?
Wasn't prepared to use for use for anything.
It wasn't designated.
Saying it wasn't used. It was a tree. So he's saying it's regular mukta, or we call it another letter. Fine, it was mukta. Fine. There's another chat also. That the reason why it's mukta is because it's part of the gzeir shema yal of a yitlash. You might go up and pick it, just like by fruit, right? By perish in ishru, right? Just like by the fruit, it was usher because you might come and pick the fruit. Here also the gzeir because you might come and break the branch off. Fine. You want to say simple that it's conceivable. Fine. It could be fine. You want to say simply that it's mukta. Fine. Specifically with a broken Shabbos. So comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, in the case where the branch broke on Shabbos, Asr lahasika biyomtov. It's Asr to burn it on Yomtov. Hasamachla, which is right next to it. Right, Yomtov is Sunday, Yomtov is next to it. You can't burn it on Yomtov. Right away, Rabbi Yochanan says, Al tashivani beitza. Don't ask me from beitza, from an egg. Sha'amarti ba, that I said over there, and it, in that case, no the bezev mutaris bezev. If it's born on this day, it's mutar on the next day. What? The hacha over here, shaykh lemeistar tfei. It makes sense to make it usher more. There's more of a reason to make it usher. Shaykh.
I think it's shaykh lemeistar tfei to make it. There's more of a reason to make it. It's shaykh. It's necessary to make it more usher. Meaning, it's necessary to make this thing usher tomorrow.
Right, lemeistar tfei to make it more usher. Okay. Which means to make it more usher
tomorrow. On Yom Tov.
Yeah, to make it usher. We're making it usher more, meaning we're going to give it an extra isser.
Right.
More than the other case. In the other case, buy an egg. Tomorrow it's mutter, the next day it's mutter. Here, Pasha's the Mesa's face going on. Mesa's face more Shabbos than from the egg.
Because you have the isser of mutter and the isser of burning. You can't burn on Shabbos, so you have like two things.
Yeah, but here, Mesa's face means he's contrasting between an egg and the branch. Saying it's more.
So with the branch, you have the isser of mukta and burning.
With the egg, you have the isser of nerashi. The lettuce was there, matoris was there. But here, the hacha, but here in terms of the wood, it's shy to make it more usher. Meaning tomorrow, we're going to make it more usher.
On the next day.
But it could be the rashi. It's just, when in regards to the egg, it's the lettuce was there, matoris was there. Continuing, the hacha, the hacha.
Don't ask me from an egg. Because this makes more sense. It's more usher than an egg.
Well, okay, give me a sneak preview.
It's more usher.
Well, the reason is because you're going to get
more usher than an egg.
Confused.
Saying, don't ask me from an egg. Because the wood makes more sense than usher makes sense. Same two different.
But you burn wood on Yom Tov.
I know. But the reason.
But when we had those heavy storms, trees were coming down right and left.
It's on the trip. If you're afraid it's on the trip.
You can use it.
So let's see further over here. So he's saying my time at Beitza, my time. What's the reason of the difference? What does Rashi say further? Beitza, buy an egg, kiven de biyoyma, since on that day that it was born, the egg. Ilav da asira, if not for the fact that it will be usher, mishum de nolda b'Shabbos, because it was born on Shabbos. Havechazia, it would have been fit, l'goyma, to drink it chaya, to drink it raw. Sheyesh b'nei adam, because there are those. Kaimin came that they drink like this. So the fact that you told me, fact that you're not allowed to use this egg and drink this egg and do anything with it until tomorrow. May the yatia, I know, ki sharis leilamachar, when you make it mutter tomorrow on Yom Tov, ve'etmo loy sharis, and yesterday on Shabbos it was not mutter, the bas yema, that when it happens that day, asira that it's usher, aval eitzim, but by wood, the Shabbos, on Shabbos, kiven to be yomayim, in this day that they fell, which was Shabbos, but lav ikser mukta, even without the ikser mukta, nami also loy chazur, it wouldn't have been fit to use anyways, because she'ein mevaren eish b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. So isharilu lamachar, if you would make it mutter tomorrow on Yom Tov, also I might come to say that imnaflu, that if they fell, by bayim nami sharu, that day is also mutter.
If it fell boba yom, right? If it fell boba yom, like on Yom Tov.
Right. Yeah, also, right, another, right. The etmal and yesterday, shiloi be'arno. Why didn't you burn them? Shabbat the Shabbos, l'chazi la'asaka, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to burn. So, what do we say? Basically, saying something interesting. We're saying that since you, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov coming to Shabbos coming to Yom Tov, buy an egg, you realize there's a gzeira here already. Because you realize, why didn't you let me drink this egg? Chazal made a thing, a paper came out, no eating eggs that are born on Shabbat. Because I realize something that's born today, I know you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore tomorrow, the second day, on Yom Tov, it's ready mutter. But by wood, that you wouldn't, if I tell you that you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to burn the wood on Yom Tov, you might think, what? What are you going to think?
The reason you didn't burn it yesterday was because of Shabbos, and today it's mutter.
And right.
If it would fall today, it'd be mutter.
Right. Yeah, so we're saying that if it would fall today, you might think that it's going to be mutter. Therefore, I give you an extra extension, extended day, that you can't, that they used to say that it's usher.
It's usher because if it fell on Sunday because of mutter?
It's because of Xayra. Meaning, really on Sunday, technically, if it fell on Sunday, is there anything, if it fell on Shabbos, could I use this wood on Sunday?
No, that's Xayra.
What's the Xayra?
Yeah. So Xayra is saying if it fell on Sunday, then you could use it on Sunday. But the reason why, I'm asking, why can't you use it on Sunday if it fell on Sunday?
You could. Oh, sorry, sir, because of Xayra, but let's say it's Mukta. Well, let's say it's Mukta.
No, that's what I'm saying. Mukta is the...
Let's go with that shot. There's one shot, it's Mukta. You go with Mukta, yeah. One shot is Mukta. It's Mukta. So if it fell on Sunday, I can't use it on Sunday, it's Mukta. If it fell on Shabbos, why can't I use it on Sunday? It fell on Shabbos.
Well, that's the
Gezer. Fine, that's going to be the...
Yeah, the Gezer, because the next time that this thing fell on Shabbos, but let's say the next time it's going to fall on Yom Tov, you might get confused that the only reason that this thing was prohibited the first time is because it was Shabbos, and you thought, oh, that's the reason why it couldn't burn. But the next time you might think, oh, last time it fell on Shabbos, this time it fell on Yom Tov, so last time it's... I couldn't burn it because of Shabbos, but this time I can burn it because it is Yom Tov, and I didn't know that there was a gezeira on it, so I threw this, put the gezeira on it.
Okay, so let's see this Gemara inside. Let's see this Gemara. It's a little hard. Come on, let's read it again inside. Amar Biyachana, the fourth line of the Amar Biyachana. Eitzim shenishru min adeka, the branches that fell from a tree, b'Shabbos. Aser la'asikon b'Yom Tov, it's still aser to burn them on the next day of Yom Tov. The other Jidani Beitz, don't ask me for my egg. That we said over here, by if it was born on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Tov. My time, what's the reason? Beitza b'ya egg, mishum to be yoyma. Since that day of on Shabbos, nami chazi l'goyma, it's also mutter, it's also fit to drink it. V'loika sharila, and we didn't permit it ad l'machar until tomorrow. Meida yidiyah, so I know from there, the bas yoyma, that if it comes, it's born that day, asura, then it's asur. And the sticks, you already made me prohibition. I can't touch this egg, I can't eat this egg. But eitzim, but by wood, the loichazul liyamayim, that they weren't fit anyway that day that they fell on Shabbos, because it's usher to burn wood on Shabbos. Isharulu lamachar, if I make it mutter to tomorrow on Yom Tov, asir lamemer, you might come to say, biyamayim nami sharu, and the day they fall also, let's say it's Yom Tov, also mutter, the etzma on yesterday, shem Shabbos, who the loy chazu la saka? It's because Shabbos That's why, because it's not fit to burn it. That's the only reason why. You wouldn't understand it's the issue, another issue of muktzah, of muktzah over here. Fine. Ready for next Gemara? Ramasta? Everyone's ready for next Gemara? Ready, Yaakov? I'm Ramasta. Itzim shenishu min adeka l'techatana b'yamta. What do you do? He had a scenario. The Itzim fell off from the palm tree, straight into the oven. You have your outdoor oven, and the wood fell right into the oven on yamta. Right? What happened?
No, there's already wood in there. That's...
Well, we say you'll add. Right now there's nothing in. Let's say there's nothing in there. And the first thing you have, your fire started, and your branch fell right into your oven. Yeah? Mara aleim eitzim, what do you do? Mara aleim eitzim, you add on wood, mukhana, which were prepared, which are not mukta. Umasnika, remember we said, even if you want to have used firewood, you have to prepare from before, so it's not mukta. So take non mukta wood. Umasnika, and burn them.
How could it be? You're banned from the non prepared one.
Okay, so we're saying add more of the prepared one. Then why does it ask you a question soon? Well, give it right. Why does it put more?
You can't bittle something.
Why is it asking? The purpose. That's
why I had a question. Whether
you can bittle something?
That's why I asked Kasha.
That's why I had a question whether there was wood already in there that was not muktzah. Because there was nothing in there.
There's nothing in there. Let's say there's nothing in there. Oh, you're adding afterwards. You want to make it a rib. You'll add more mutter wood. Right? What's that, Lacha? What's the problem? Here, you're not going to benefit from Easter. Yeah. If you have a tree that fell off, a branch that falls off, what's that, Lacha? A tree that falls off.
You get a chalan.
Oh, so you can't have enough from an Easter, right? Just like if you put milk and meat in a tray pot, you could tray up your pot. If you cook with a Shabbos also, you could tray up your pot. You know that? Someone who cooks on Shabbos, they put Isra into their pot. It's Isra Shabbos. It's not milk and meat into their pot, it's Isra, it's a Kashi pot. If you can make your pot Usr, if you make about a tray, if you cook in your pot, besides the food being Usr, your pot also becomes Usr because it gets Usr, Isra into the walls. Huh. You get an Isra pot. So Isra applies to a lot of things. So here, you can't have benefit. You can't benefit from the Isra you hold. So you're not allowed to cook. You want to cook on Yom Tov. So what's the Eitzah? I wasn't planning on putting this branch fell by itself. Well, okay, add more branches and then you could use your oven on Yavta.
So you're nullifying the Muksa.
Basically, yeah.
Getting to pots, okay? If, let's say somebody is Mechala Shabbat, Mr. X goes to that house.
I don't know. It's a different topic. I'm not talking about this topic. It's a different question.
Pots, yes or no?
Ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
Okay, goodbye.
They don't keep Shabbos, and you can't really trust them for kosher either.
No, somebody is in the house, let's say Ashkacham, what he does with the pots we used previously in this situation.
Well, they would use it on Shabbos?
The person was Mechal Shabbos.
And if I
tray then somebody came there and wanted to make a meal there, and he was Ashkacham, what he was doing there. And everything was kosher.
But all those pots are tray. He eats kosher? This guy eats kosher, but he doesn't keep Shabbos? You think he eats kosher?
Let's assume that he does, okay? The question is the pots considered okay or not?
Probably not. Ask the local Orthodox rabbi what to do.
That's what I'd like to know. Okay, thank you very much.
Speak to your rabbi.
It's not so simple.
Not so simple. Ask someone what to do.
I apologize, but the situation can come like this.
Yeah, it could happen, but... Yeah, but about passing him. I'm always drunk. No, I'm always drunk. I don't pass him. I'm always drunk.
Had something that like, you know, like...
What a
takeout.
Huh?
Takeout.
What a takeout. You pay for it.
Tell you have a stomach. Or...
It's a possibility that I can't go to something.
Or tell you, or you have a stomachache. That's
all. No, I don't want to get involved more, but it's not so simple.
Fine, tell me you have a stomachache. Every time you come to this house, you get...
Take you.
Okay, I got you.
Anyway, ask a shayla, what to do?
Now, what about warming up in your pot?
Ask a shayla.
Same thing, cooking, warming up.
Tell you, I'm drunk. I can't.
Okay, goodbye. I'm sorry to apologize, but
it's
not something nice to do.
Yes, so, no, it's a good shayla. So ask a rabbi.
Got you.
The oven is probably trade.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying.
No, but the branches in the oven, you'd have to move them anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Fine, let's see the big one. Good. So what are we saying? So we're saying you can't have benefit from Easter. The tree fell off, it's Easter Durabana. Right? The tree is Easter Durabana. You now have the benefit from something which is Easter Durabana. You now have the benefit from it. So what do you do now? So let's see again. Amar Amasa, Eitzim Shidishim and Adakel, Lotechatana B'Yamtav, the Eitzim that fell off from the palm tree into your oven on Yamtav, Marba Aleim Eitzim Mukhanim, add on to them wood which is already prepared that's not Muksa. Umas take and burn it. I have the Gemara said, Hakam HaHapech, beisur, but you are turning over and you're moving the iser.
Is it saying like you're touching the muksa, basically? Mm-hmm.
So that's what it seems like. You're touching the Isser. The Chari move, that seems to be why it's Kashi. You're touching the Muksa, you're moving the Muksa.
But you're not going to move Muksa indirectly.
It's not indirectly, because it sounds like over here, if you read Rashi, it sounds like you're trying to set up your wood in the. Well, see Rashi, it sounds like you're trying to set up your wood in the stove from side to side, from like one corner to the next corner. Mm. So it sounds like you're moving these things, but Isser. So when I say it's not a problem, why? Kima the ruba de heterinu, since most of your wood is mutter. Kikam hapach b'heteru kam hapach. When you're moving the heter, which it sounds like that. Since most of what's in here is mutter, you're moving around as mutter. It sounds like for some reason when there was wood would be that you want to like set up the wood, like move it around. As a rash says, you're putting in these zavis lazavis. So we're saying most of what you're moving is not mukta, therefore it's bittul. You know, you ever heard bittul from mukta? Every time you have a draw full of mukta,
so there is the fire mukta. Wasn't started.
It's not a buses by buses. It's by right.
The fire wasn't started. Yeah, but it's in this case where you're moving the firewood around, you're arranging it.
Could be, I don't know. What's that? What's the difference? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm just
it might be dangerous. Thing.
I mean, yeah, if it's yeah, probably fire. I don't think you'd be
right. Probably not. You're right. Probably just arranging the wood. Probably didn't start lighting it yet. So Shaila is fine. I don't know why I couldn't just take out this branch.
Well,
it's mukta. I say it's mukta. So you'd rather you leave it in there and add more. Right, it says we have an eitzah for you. The eitzah is for the eitzah. The eitzah is, our eitzah is to put more wood, and you don't have to touch that piece of wood.
But it's saying that it's touching it anyway.
Right, so it's saying, once you have a rive, which rive of if branches is fine. It's not a problem.
If you have a large branch, shouldn't you be able to move because it's kana?
It's in your stove, I mean, not jumping in your stove. It's not stuck on, it's in your stove.
You mean the whole thing landed in your stove?
So it says, I say, it fell into your stove. What do you say?
There's no betel in this kind of case because even with muksa betel, it's almost a mixture, not like what you're saying.
I don't know exactly how this betel works, right? It's an interesting betel. It's an interesting betel. What type of betel is that? Like,
so just as long
it's not like a mixture. We're saying it's not like we're saying when you're moving it, you're moving mostly.
No,
your
it's the same betel as the pumin. Same betel as we had earlier with the
pumin. Pumin is that pumin? We may believe it's a mixture. He says this is the rabbana. We may believe it's a mixture.
That's exactly the answer. What? That's exactly what we're doing.
We have it. The pumin but by the barrel.
All muksas are rabbana. You can't make believe mixtures.
That's not
true.
No, why not? Right,
well, other than the yeah. No, he's saying we made muksa by pumin. We said the rabbana makes believe. And I don't think it's a problem of a mixture. It's not coming bittul because of a mixture. It's not like you're moving this whole situation around. You're trying to get it set up, your fireplace set up over here.
You don't actually touch the wood.
Why does it say that? Since you try to arrange tons of wood over here. You try to like arrange it, put it in, fit it in. Like you want to put it from corner to corner, you're like arranging it. Since most of the wood is a muksa, you're allowed to move it. That's what Gemara says.
It's a very strange.
But you won't actually get
benefit. No, I don't usually arrange wood. I said we don't usually have bittul. It's true. It's a weird case. We don't usually do bittul by muksa. We have a case of bittul by muksa. If you have a draw,
what's the difference between this and the pumin?
What's pumin?
The case of the pumin by the barrel, the top of the barrels. Down with the top of the barrels, right?
That was not a mixture, though. This is a mixture.
No, we may believe it's a mixture. It wasn't a mixture.
It's not a mixture.
You know it's a mixture.
Not only that, you can use the pumin on the top of the barrel. We decide we're going to combine them up to the bottom to the top.
The whole thing is make believing there's a mixture. It was a machlokas of what was halachically considered a mixture. So by certain times, it was considered a mixture.
And it's a difference between fine.
Pumin or
vessels. Yeah, but why did I say that? The truth is, why did I say that? You're right. Why does it say that? Why is this thing you're moving this whole thing with tons of stuff in it, and the majority is what's it called? Different. What's it called? At first, it could be it was mixed in. I had this
problem. No, but it does say that. Look at the tarot. It asks on that, and it says eventually it says because it's Rabbanan, it's lenient.
That's because the bittul of Israel, but we didn't. But that's not at this point. We didn't say because of this point. We're not saying.
I understand.
We're not saying because not.
Terrorism comes out like our mission.
Fine, it's true at that point. But right now, we're holding right now. This step in the Gemara, why didn't say that? At this point,
so they didn't say it. But it's not.
No, but that's point. We're not working with that. At this point, the Gemara doesn't work. The Gemara says very simple. It's mukta. Gemara says since there's many more branches, you're allowed to move this whole thing. Fine. You're saying we never heard of such a thing, but mukta is interesting. We're saying even though you are moving the wood, since most of the wood over here is mutter, we're looking like you're doing something mutter. So it's bit over right. So we're giving you a bit over
right. Now comes right on that.
Fine, we're talking. Why can't, what's around? So here we're saying it's bit over right. What's the problem? We're saying it's bit over right. Fine. Okay, good. First of all, the Ran and the Rina, the Ran and the Rashba say you don't know which specifically which wood, a piece of wood it is. You don't know. It got mixed in. I put in some wood and a branch fell. And I said, let me just add more wood. Somewhere in this mixture, right? You would say if you know where it is, there's no bitul. So it's
not,
mixed.
Then it's not already bitul. Then it's already bitul. B'yavin. Then it's already bitul b'yavin. No.
Wait, why? What is bitul b'yavin?
If there's two pieces, and it's a suffix of which one's mux, then it's bitul b'yavin.
But I added
it's not,
more.
It's not bitul b'yavin.
I made a, I know. I added more. I added tons
what's
more.
The, what's the problem with that? Then? As long as there's at least one of the pieces, and you weren't. As long as there's a suffix of which piece was the mux,
fine, fine. There was no piece. There was one piece. I put in more pieces. Now it's mixed. I don't know which piece it was. And one branch fell. I didn't know branch.
There's two pieces. One good, one bad.
No, because he's saying it's not bitul in chatchila.
That's not bitul in
chatchila. No,
it's
not right.
He's
saying,
so there's two pieces and one of
them still
yeah,
stuck.
Two pieces not bitul baroch.
Fine, whatever the case,
and they had a third piece.
No, fine, I added a third piece. Fine, I don't know which one it was. So the one I said, when you're mixing it, I don't know which mix it is. It's bitul baroch by muksa. It's interesting. You don't usually have to check it's bitul baroch by muksa. What's saying here?
But bitul doesn't. There's no Indian of baroch by muksa. But muksa goes by like
it's not baroch.
But
you're asking.
No,
let's see. Here's all pieces of wood. Usually, you go. Interesting. Usually, you go chasha. Pieces of branch. No more chasha unless you put a fancy branch. It's branches. You go by wood.
What's
more.
A better branch.
See, they're all palm tree branches. You still have more palm trees. Say fine. You go rabbi chasha. We're going to build the room. Not making it so complicated.
Are you also having problems?
Different branches. One type of branch. You put more in it. Put the bread.
Where you? Are you problem where you aren't getting benefit until you actually burn it?
You're not getting benefit until you burn it. So what's the problem?
If you're just sticking wood in, there's no problem because you're.
It's
a mixture.
Yeah.
And then until you burn it, you're not getting benefit.
Yeah, but once you burn it, you're going to get benefit.
Right, but that's the point.
Fine.
I mean, once it's all burnt, all you have is ashes.
Yeah, but you're cooking something, presumably.
But now I want to cook it. I want to use the cook for the
heat.
You're
benefiting from the fire.
Right, you're benefiting from the heat of the fire.
That's benefiting from something else, sir.
Fine. So, 1 second. But it's interesting, you're right, it is interesting. We're saying here that you're moving, you're doing bit bubble right. Since most of the branches are right, therefore, most of the branches are not muksa, you're allowed to move them around. Fine. I'll come to where I said, now ask a big question. You're bittling, you're nullifying a iser l'chatchila, right? You know, you're never allowed to do that, right? If you have a pot of meat, you're not allowed to put in a few drops of milk just because it's going to be bittul. You're not allowed to do it on purpose. You can't drop. You can't make bitul l'chatchila. If it got mixed, we say, but the evidence is good. You can't do it on purpose to begin with. So I said, how can you add these branches? Fuck with avatal iser l'chatchila, but you're bitling an iser l'chatchila to begin with. And you're not allowed to. Now that we learned in the Mishnah, in mevatal iser l'chatchila, you're not allowed to try to nullify iser l'chatchila. Now let's try to add more so it should become bitul to begin with.
We're in Hachana right now, for example. Because Tazuma says, Afagav to Raisa.
He said, Chabit Rebato. Could be, I mean, we're not allowed to Dafka. We're not only in one case. I mean, we could rabbi kind of this for its job. We could be going rabbi this Gemara. So it doesn't have to not bound only to Rebbe Chabit.
Well, because Tzvi was saying we're talking about that we're making this a Darbanan.
The Gemara is saying it's a Darbanan. I don't take the cash. Let's just, what's it called? Let's get the cash. Let's stick to the Gemara first. Yeah, let's see. Why is he saying our case is Darbanan? We'll go to the F Texas maybe. What happened over here? So why it says, fuck about the Yisru L'chatchilu T'nai, now the so how do you go add these branches to make Mevatel the Isser, to nullify the Isser? You're not going to do that on purpose. Now do it to begin with. So my answers, yeah.
No, I was saying, if the Raisa said Rashi is dealing with Truma.
And he was looking at Taisus. Taisus says something about the Raisa there, but we'll get
one step at a time.
So
you're holding like, wow, but it's the rice.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, but we're the case earlier. We were holding.
First of all, we're in
the case
today.
We were holding in Gezeres.
It fell today. Again, there's no Achana today. It fell today.
It fell today for today.
It fell today for today. That's because of yes hachana from yesterday. Rabbi held hachana because of yesterday.
In one case, Rabbi held from yesterday. In one case, also that if it's one today, it's
hachana. It's not because today. There's no problem. Rabbi, it's never today for today.
The hachana, we don't know the word.
But that's clear. It's clear that the issue of hachana, there's no problem with hachana for today.
Why?
That's halacha. The whole issue of hachana mitshamayim, that's where Hashem stake. Because you're allowed to prepare today for today.
We're getting off topic.
We're getting off topic for a minute. It's getting off topic for a minute. Whatever. We'll try to finish this one. Tell you after.
The egg is born on Shabbos. The egg is born on Shabbos.
Why is it also on Shabbos? Why is it also on Shabbos?
Because you're saying okay.
Prepared yesterday. It's not because it was prepared today. Prepared today only makes a problem for tomorrow. The fact that it's prepared today is a problem for tomorrow. You understand? There's no problem of hachana today for today. You understand? There's no hachana for... Oh, Esther Dakot. Esther Dakot. There's no hachana today for today. Yeah, there's no hachana. There's no hachana today. There's no Israel hachana for today for today. Because you always prepare today for today. You understand? Everything you do is today for today. There's no Israel to prepare from today till today. You're allowed to prepare your salad to eat it today. You're allowed to prepare from one on Yom Tov for Yom Tov.
Right.
Instead,
yeah.
So fine. So anyways, where would you get that? Fine. But anyway, what are we saying here? So saying, so we're not. There's no issue to rise to Rav Hachanan. Right. We're talking about the tree, the branch fell today. I don't know what
they
say.
The
gazeros
that we just had.
Yeah, fine. The mokzar fell off. Hachanan, we're in gazeros. We're in a world of the Rabbanan now. Good.
Yep.
Good friends, good. It's not a chana. Don't get caught up with their questions. I'm joking. I'm joking. Really, I had the same question. I only know because I went through it. That's why I had the same problem. Went through it. My friend says it's not a chana from today till today. It's not a chana.
Oh yeah.
They bring it down. I didn't make it up. Yaakov, he found it for me. I didn't make it up. Today till today is not a problem. Like everything we do is today till for today.
Right.
Fine. Good. So really, that's a good question. Not about that, fine. So let's. So why are you saying? How can you bittul? Is it, how can you put more branches in to make bittul lechatchila? You can't purposely make a bittul over here. So why it says no? Honey, meaning these words are bitter rice. Why they're rice? You can't purposely pour milk into your meat pot. Al b'drabanan mevatlin. By drabanan, there you could make bittul. Fine. What I'm saying right now, by iser drabanan, you could bittul it on purpose. Even on purpose, you could do it. But at that, so now if you have any issur d'rabbana, on purpose you can make a majority, so nullify. So on purpose you can put more branches.
We have such an idea. Like you're allowed to put a piece of bread on something to nullify the monks.
That's because you want to make it more chashiv. It's not so.
I don't know.
Nachon, you're right. It's a little bit important. Chashivas. Because everybody goes more chashiv. It's similar but different. Same thing, just different.
Put a kid on something.
Kikra, Tinak. What's that guy? Yeah, fine. Tamar says, oh. So the Gemara says, "Oh, so what's the Gemara's text?" So that's the Gemara's text. What's the Gemara's kasha? For Rav Ashi the Amar called the Rishayish Lamatirim. I feel the Rabban Olay Batel. For fact, Gemara, what about according to Rav Ashi? What about according to Rav Ashi who says that everything that has Matirim in the Rabban also you can't put to it? Michael, what are you going to say? So according to Rav Ashi. It says somebody has matirim, even the rabbanon it's not bustle. What are you going to tell me? Right. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Rav Ashi only even by the rabbanon you're not allowed to make a bittul, because it has matirim. What's this case over here?
It's
a muktzah,
and it'll become
mutter
after.
It has matirim, right? We always say davar sheyesh lo matirim. So davar sheyesh lo matirim should become so should be mutter. Good. So it's davar sheyesh lo matirim. So even the davar sheyesh lo matirim. Then it should never give bittul. Michael and Meimar. First, in that case is different. Hani imili hicha di isa li isure be'ine. When the isur is in front of us, then you say you can't bittul it. Haka over here mikla kali isur. It's interesting because it sounds like the case is already burnt. Here we're saying your wood is already burnt.
That was my point.
The fire was started already?
It seems like the fire was started.
You get hanah from it.
You get benefit from the fire, not from the wood.
Once you're burning it, it's burnt.
Ah. What, the minute you're going to start relying on the fire, and your benefit is only once it's burnt. So once it's burned already, what's your problem? You're getting benefit from Isser. So fine, I'll tell you, put your finger on the Isser, and it won't be batal. Unless you can put your finger on the Isser, it's going to be batal. So Rav Ashi said, you just show me where my Isser is. It's in the air. Where's my Isser? You can show me the end physically where my Isser is. Right? It's in the air. I don't know. It's heat that came up. You can show me which heat is Isser. It's not the end. It's not something tangible. It's not in front of me. So you're telling me, And what was the Gemara's kasha?
That's like everything. You're saying, if you eat a fruit, you're going to say, oh, what's your benefit? Oh, my stomach digests it, and the energy goes into the cells, and then some of it goes into excrement, and what's actually, which parts are you eating, which parts are you not eating, which parts are going through your system? You can't show it.
The benefit goes right when you eat it. It's hana.
You're getting hana from
it. But then once you eat it, it's called hana. If you spit it out, you're right. Once it goes from here to here, you throw it based on belief, it's already called hana for eating. We don't look at all your cells. That's you tasting it. That's the hana. We don't look at your bodily, you know, consumption. It goes by your mouth. Fine, anyways, it has to be ba'en. It's called ba'en. You have it all over. It has to be ba'en. It has to be physically in front of me. Food is ba'en. The fruit's in front of me. Is there fruit in front of me? The fruit, I see it, is there fruit? The fruit is usher. There's different also. Over there, you have an isher fruit. Your fruit is usher. Here, my wood.
Wood's usher.
Fine, my wood's usher, but you're not benefiting from
it. How do I benefit? You're saying you can only benefit from the wood from like building with it or doing like something.
If you, that would also be usher. In that case, you're right. It would be ba'en.
Burning that?
It's not considered ba'en. It's not ba'en. But your hana comes after.
No, but the hana, the thing that you cook out of it, that's different from an iser. So even if you want to say it's in there, how can you show me the fact that this is cooked, that cooked item is now from an iser? You can show that as a
fine
thing, no?
It's fine, yeah. Fine, but so we'll stop it. We'll go over this Gemara on Sunday, even though it's super chazar, we'll review this Gemara with the Rashis. We're going on Sunday. We have what's a chazar. Now, where do we start from this week? We have what to review.
Not this.
Where do we start from?
I think it was right after the third, the second one.
Where is
that? What's
the first word in the line?
Tanya is the first word in the line. Right?
Tanya is the first word, like 15 lines down. Tanya, Chayim, Ayim, Shem, Will, Yezim.
Right? Oh, up there.
I think that's where I started on Monday. Who you already ahead? Right? That's how I remember starting.
Getting ahead.
Okay. So you were 3B?
No. Right.
Dalit, I'm an Aleph, Tanya. Yeah.
So if I get interrupted, there's an Avrech who is making his grandson is making a bar mitzvah and he has no money to make the bar mitzvah, something like that. Yeah. His son's son is making a bar mitzvah.
So who makes the bar mitzvah usually? The son or the grandfather? The father or the grandfather?
Well, the father should be making it, but the father has no money either. So whatever, he's trying to help, he's trying to collect.
Okay, but it's not normal, that's all.